Just a moment, shall I put him on, sir?
Yeah.
All right.
Jack.
Yes, sir. See what this thing is. They get it in yonder.
There you are. There you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Colonel.
How are you today, Mr.
Colonel, how are you? I'm pretty good. Hope you are.
Well, I would imagine you'd be tired this time of the day.
Well, I'm going to speak to a group of businessmen, the business council tonight. I'm just working on my speech.
Yeah, well, I know you're bound to be just worked to death up there.
Yeah.
Well, the two girls are in my office.
Yes, sir.
And I told them you'd call me at 6 o'clock, and I have to leave town. That's the reason I called you.
Yeah. Judge, Colonel, have you got any more information than what we had last night?
No, sir.
Uh-huh.
I have the information just like yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That they have a bona fide offer. People are ready to take the property now at $144 an acre net to them, plus 5% interest on the balance, the unpaid portion.
Well, I guess that's just more than I can pay, Colonel. I appreciate so much your trying to help me, but I just don't believe.
About it.
Yeah, well, I don't either.
Yeah.
And just tell them I sure do appreciate it very much, and I'm awfully grateful. And I had told you yesterday I'd call you back if I had any further interest. Give me 24 hours, and I checked on it, and I just found out that was a little bit more than I thought I could afford to go.
Yeah, very well. I misunderstood you then.
Yeah, that's I sure do appreciate it, Colonel.
In addition, the reason I called you collect is because that way I thought I'd be able to reach you.
Yes, sir. That's good, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, well,
I appreciate it, Colonel.
Well, the best of luck to you.
Thank you, my friend. Goodbye.